Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you put on when you leave the house for your dog? Do you put on the TV, the radio, podcast? 314-531-9898. I didn't even know this was a thing. I thought you just leave the house, leave the dog, whatever. But then Hannah had made a comment, and then Alex had made a comment, and they're like, yeah, we got dogs. We leave something on at all times. I'm like, what? Really? So, Hannah, what do you leave on for a bear when you leave the house?
Yeah, so when...
The news probably with you because you always love the local news.
Yeah, when Bear's with his mama, I always leave on the local news.
Shut up. No way.
Because, for one, I want him to be entertained if he's bored.
The local news is not entertaining. Just
it
poor
is.
Dog.
You couldn't put I on, love it.
You couldn't put on Grey's Anatomy for a bear?
No, because if a scary or a sad scene comes on, I don't want him to see it. And he likes to know the weather.
He
knows the people. He knows the local anchors on there because we watch him every day. And also, I want him to like feel my presence. So I wear like a robe every time like I'm at home, like if I'm getting ready or whatever, I always have a robe on. So I always put that back on my bed too, so he can smell me and watch the news. So it's like his mommy never left.
No way.
Wow. I'm not surprised in the slightest.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
The local news is what you put on. Alex, what do you put on?
He likes it.
I just throw the Alexa on, and I usually say, play Y98.
Do you really? Hey, so are your dogs awesome. Listening right now? Shout them out.
Yeah,
say hi.
You know, I like
tell
to,
them to get
I
off
like
the
to
bed
think
or
that
something.
Ralphie and Miko are both. You know, I feel like they probably hear my voice and, you know, look around. And it gives them a little hope that, hey, I'm coming back at some point today.
Give them a little
That's
message
a great
from
idea.
Dad.
I didn't think that was just a thing. Yeah. Kevin, you don't do this.
Well,
do
it
anything.
Helps the ratings.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah, it's really helpful
you know?
As well.
Yeah.
I'm trying to win anything. The contest. Enter to, you know.
5K a day?
Yeah, you win it. You listen an hour a day, yet you're entered to win 5K a day.
Ralphie's like, right. What up with this? Dude, I've been listening an hour every day.
Yeah, I've never done this. I guess I neglect Lily. I've never done it. You know, it might explain why she's torn up a couple of blankets near her. Yeah, well, and a couple of carpets, actually. So in her bed is in Kennedy's room. That's where her dog bed is. And then Kennedy's gotten these carpets, and I'm assuming Lily's bored, and she's torn up these carpets.
Because she's not watching anything,
or listening to anything.
It stimulates them.
Maybe that's
them.
It. But.
See,
AB, your family doesn't do this, because Carly Rae Jepsen's trying to run away, because you guys...
Yeah, she's tried to run away like 3 times this week, and we had to get her collar cranked up. But
oh, Jesus. Oh my God.
So my it costs
PETA
money.
PETA is coming for this show. Just if PETA is listening, it's AB. If you're gonna don't like arrest the whole show, just take
guys,
drag
my dog
her out.
Legit ran away. We had to get it cranked up so she wouldn't run away again.
Why
it's
are
for
you
her own
saying
safety.
It like that.
Yeah, no,
cranked up like
yeah,
you're
I don't
charging
you're supposed,
her up
right.
to blow her
I don't
her
think
off.
That's a thing. I don't want to go down with AB.
But my family does not leave anything on for
yeah,
Carly,
it's
obviously.
Tortured.
But my dad will yell at people who leave the TV on when no one's home. It costs money. Are you kidding?
Does it?
Yes.
I don't think it costs a lot.
I think it's maybe like a fraction of a penny.
If you leave it on every single day.
I don't know. Ask.
Yeah, I feel like you're.
That's like why dads always yell at everybody for leaving the lights on
that's
when you leave
totally
the house.
Different.
I think that's
like.
A myth, though.
Honestly,
we've covered
I see
it.
That,
keep it moving.
Yeah, I see the energy breakdown.
I don't know if you trust our keep it moving stories. They said it's a myth. I don't
trust any
myth.
Of them.
Well,
so.
You guys shouldn't
either.
Be worried about the bill because I wonder how much it costs to charge up. Freaking
that's
Carly's
true, the electric
collar.
Fence.
So I don't want to hear it about the bill.
Yeah, no, guys, you don't worry about the electric collar. Okay, what do you keep on in the house for the dog or the cat when you leave? 314-531-9898. Or is this only Hannah and Alex to do this? You turn on either the radio, you turn on the local news so the dog's informed. What do they like to watch? 314-531-9898. Take your calls while we're commercial free. It's all the dogs listening right now on Y98 St. Louis.
I thought Hannah was crazy when she was like, oh, yeah, I leave the news on for my dog when I leave the house. And then she even leaves a little robe and everything. So the dog feels like, feel mom's presence.
Smell her.
Yeah. And then Alex is like, no, I leave on Y98, put on Alexa. No, with the dog's bored. I'm like, does anyone else do this? Kevin's like, Lily? No. Nope. We knew AB. We didn't even bother asking AB because her and dogs just don't get along for whatever reason. We know why. 314-531-9898. Do other people do this in the text line, Anna?
Yeah, a lot of people do. Somebody texted in and said that they put on their Alexa jazz for dogs.
That's a
so
thing?
It's like a station of calming jazz music for
I've
their
actually
dogs.
Heard of it. That's who we're losing to in the ratings, guys. Jazz for dogs.
For dogs.
That's the number one rated show in St. Louis.
Nicole texted in and said it's absolutely a thing. She says that she fosters puppies and has a litter of three right now. The first 5 nights, one of the puppies literally cried most of the night. I finally turned on the radio for them, and now, not a peep.
Look at Y98 locked in. The dogs love us. We're soothing to dogs. That's
yeah,
what
number
say
one with right. dogs.
See? But no one does the news, right? Jeanette?
Hello.
Hello. You think the local news is weird that Hannah does that, right?
No. I do it every morning before I leave my house.
Yes! What station do you turn on?
If I'm at 9, if I'm home by 9, she loves Timmy and just dances in front of the TV.
Yep.
Look at it. Got to have the local news. Yep. Does your dog feel like it has opinions about, like, you know, what we could do with our, you know, city money and where we could do with, you
yeah,
know,
these
government?
Dogs are probably more informed than
yeah.
me.
Exactly.
I don't know, but he loves Timmy. And when Tim come on, he just dances in front of the TV.
Yeah.
I love that. Thank you so much for the call.
That is so cute.
Nikki, what do you put on for your dogs?
I always turn on Nick Jr. for my dogs, and specifically Paw Patrol.
Oh! Paw Patrol.
The dogs love it.
Whenever he hears that song, he jumps on the couch and he's ready.
He's like,
he's geared up.
Time to binge watch. Song's on, and I love how they know it instantly.
Yes.
They're like his buddies, Chase. That's his boy.
Chase with the case, baby.
Chase is on the case. Thank you so much for the call, Nikki. Dawn, you got 5 dogs. What do you put on for them?
I do. We watch PBS on 2 separate TVs in 2 rooms. But the main point that we put it on is so that way they don't hear people outside and they don't bark as much.
Looks so that it is like the noise kind of cancels out. I thought you had to put it on in 2 different TVs because the dogs can't just like they argue about what
right,
they want to watch.
Yeah. Right. They fight over the remote.
What my husband wants to put on there because he cares the most on what they watch. Yeah,
yeah. Hey, I don't want them brainwashed with the wrong local news.
Right.
Right.
Thank you so much for the call, Dawn. That's too funny.